James Hatton of the U.S. Geological Survey used satellites to map vegetation near southwestern streams. That's where the flycatcher breeds and builds nests.
Basically, what the Landsat satellites do is they can calculate how green and dense riparian vegetation is along creeks and rivers. I use that to create a habitat model of the flycatcher's potential breeding sites throughout its range.
The data can be used to predict changes in flycatcher habitat. Hatton says drought has shifted the bird's range eastward. Tamaris beetles are another threat. The insects were introduced to control exotic tamaris trees, which flycatchers nest in. Hatton predicts the southern migration of the beetles will diminish flycatcher habitat by one-third on the lower Colorado and by half on the Gila River. Greg Beatty of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is Arizona's flycatcher expert.
If you are a land manager and one of your goals is tracking and trying to manage riparian habitat, this model can try and give you a broad look at the changes in habitat.
Beatty says flycatcher populations have improved since the bird was listed as endangered 2 decades ago. I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.